Blog Talk Radio.
This work. Well, next thing, you get a big lift.
I me, I don't know, this boy has me very fucked. That's not your guy. He's like, he's fast right here. He's fast right there. I mean, in the fucking getting me, the fucking, you know what I mean? Put Vicky's in the middle over. I mean, you might start well. If you bully me, you might be out before 30 on. But I think start the final a little bit. Who got me to Vicky's in the middle over to put pressure in on the cocky nobby in it? No one.
Right.
Just no one.
Alright, well, thanks for the contribution, Carla. Interesting contribution there. Talking from the club. Phil, your concerns?
If you look at the shopping countries for the club, there's 7 days next year. West Indies are going to play New Zealand at Old Trafford at the beginning of the year. New Zealand are playing 3 of the plus 7 games, Tuesday night games. So, what do you have to look at conditions? When you look at Cambodia seems to be a problem in relation to restriction. If I was in England, in part of West Indies, if Poland would have to center around tomorrow, not run to Cambodia, also be asking the seniors to continue to be able to go to at least that death. But even if you want to pull Russell for 5 minutes, even try him for maybe 20 minutes. So you need to look at this, what that bowling seems to be a massive problem. Yes, Thomas has to be in prison as a potential and experience. So maybe have to look for those three or triple which who can actually bowl at the death. And do you think the captain will have to complete the responsibility? He has to do it because obviously the concern for Richie is to come back and finish. Mm-hmm. I try to keep him as close to the process as possible and finish the complete as well because you have 19 teams back to board. 19 wins. Everybody's on that. So it's not going to happen soon. It's going to be a big ask. I think the think tanks and probably yesterday, since Corey Callum was an obviously head coach, Florida Reefs.
Lewis Hope
Hetma, Holder, Poran, Russell, Brathwaite, Nurse, and Roach. Do you think that's the 11 that will start?
Well, it is close to it, I would think. You've got a good balance of bowling and a long, aggressive batting right now.
Right.
But the problem is finding bowling that will be pinch-hitting at the top of the start of the inning.
Right.
Because you need to pick a couple of wickets early. And then we need bowlers who can pick out two or three in the middle.
Right.
Right, and that's where our problems lie.
So, the effectiveness of our spinners.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the reason why they're not effective?
Question.
Well, I don't think in this squad we have out and out wicket taking. You know, they like to get a couple of wickets here and there, but I don't think that they are really out and out wicket takers. And what you've seen in work now is that the spinners have come into their own. You know, bowlers who can really confuse batsmen where they have to determine which way the ball is going and be stopping for them. So, for our spinners to be really effective, they need someone like Ashley Nurse. They need someone bowling well at the other end where runs are hard to come by, where batsmen are looking to be unnecessary risk. Again, create opportunities, and unless that is happening, you know, it would be very difficult to see as well, especially in good terms of shot.
See, Dean Allen, obviously, has not been doing a lot of bowling, it's obviously short of work.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think is his problem?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's difficult for me to say what his problem will be, but I don't really rate him as a wicket-taking bowler either.
Sure. Interesting. That's a big problem. What would be your starting 11? Can I get my pen and a piece of paper? Because that's a question that I should ask.
Well, I really think that the 11 you named there would be close to
this. You start with Cottrell.
Would you put Cottrell?
Well, I think maybe that decision will be with someone like Cottrell and Gabriel or something like that.
Right, you mean.
Some penetration up the top.
Right. Roger, can we win this World Cup?
Of course we can, but I think a lot of things need to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think we need a bit of luck, but we need to get the chase on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as well, we have to field extremely well.
No.
Right? We have to make sure we take our chance.
On another note, before you go, Roger, I note with interest that the president of Cricket West Indies, Mr. Peter Carrick, went to Ghana recently, met with the PM, and see all the pictures on social media. What was that meeting all about? Did they tell you anything? And what's the latest in relation to that board, which has been under some scrutiny?
So the court ruled that the board was illegal, so that it was officially declared. But the president met with the prime minister,
right.
And I think he also met with the minister of sport, but he met with the stakeholders group, and we were able to appraise him of some of our concerns and bring certain things to his attention. I think on a number of occasions they were surprised at some of the information that they were receiving.
Sure.
But he did make it clear that, you know, they're not there to make any decisions or take any action. They were more on a fact-finding mission. And I expect now that they're going to go back and see what they need to do to try and to take things forward here in Ghana, bring some sort of resolution to what's going on here for quite a while.
When do you expect elections in Ghana to be able to support, Roger?
But it's difficult for me to say, Andrew. Hopefully, before the end of the year, something can happen. But there's still a number of court cases and court is the ombudsman story to be sorted out.
Yeah.
And a number of issues.
But I understand that there's been some guarantee that Pan will get a one in a T20. Can you confirm this?
Well, I was made to understand that the president gave that commitment to the prime minister and the government.
happen within the next 6 months, given the fact that the president and the CEO went to Ghana? What do you expect, Roger?
Well, with the Ghana board being ruled legal by the court, we expect now that once we can resolve the issue of the ombudsman and get the impartial ombudsman in place, that things will move apace and we have the demographic report sorted out. And then there will be nothing standing in the way of having elections for the Ghana Board.
What role does the ombudsman play, Roger?
The ombudsman in our Cricket Administration Act is supposed, the ombudsman as named by the Minister of Sport, is responsible for holding the first election under the Act of the Ghana Cricket Board. The ombudsman is to make sure everything is free and fair and everything is run smoothly. And once that has happened, that first election, then the Ghana Cricket Board will elect the own ombudsman, who will be in place for 3 years, and his role will be similar to that.
Well, thanks very much for that, Roger. Continue to enjoy the rest of your evening. West Guyana.
West Guyana.
And pray for the Western people.
Of course.
All the best.
Of course.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much. I thought.
Thank you very much.
Roger Harper. Last time you've been to Guyana, fellow. Dr. Ford, have you been to Guyana? Well, how long ago was that, Doctor? 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Gentlemen, as we come pretty close to the end of this show, when you look at the preparation, we went to Ireland, we weren't able to beat Bangladesh. A couple of matches, we had a good victory today. Deep down inside, how do you feel as we prepare to meet the Pakistan?
I think that I think we did that game on Friday against Pakistan. Ireland has taught the West Indies a lot. Obviously, they had to sharpen their skills. Which they learned in this last game, obviously, Gale and some of the teams of us. And they have to take the positives from Ireland. They have to take the positives of the game against South Africa, which made those as well. Got their positives from that game. And obviously from this game today, where they scored 403 runs and beat the New Zealand side. But everyone takes him challenge as well to the World Cup 2018 in England. Wales, I think when they're going to North Hampshire, the conditions will be a bit different. I think it'll be a lot more friendly than it. When you look at Pakistan and North Hampshire, there'll be a lot of support. The Pakistanis will have a lot of support. And the West Indies need to obviously keep their A-game top. And they need to focus, they need to be consistent. They need to brand scoring, they need to be consistent in bowling. Mm-hmm. And obviously consistent fielding properly. So I think that obviously, I believe that West Indies will do a start this World Cup campaign against Pakistan for a bit.
Doctor?
Well, it will be a tough test. You know, this, when the World Cup actually starts, that's when the pressure begins. The warm-up is a kind of an easy bullying exercise where you can expose yourself, but we have to avoid shots at the bowling, you know. We've shown some weakness in spin. Pakistan will have a formidable attack, you know, Riaz and Amir and Ali, and, you know, it's going to be a proper bowling attack, so we have to really bat well.
Mm-hmm.
We have to feel well, get some runouts, you know, but we have to be consistent. And I wish the guys well.
All right, our final stop, we're going to go down to fellow and talk to Jim Maxwell. Fellow?
Yes.
So, Jim, how are you? I'm going well. Well, it's really, really great to hear you as well, Jim Maxwell. Of course, we're looking at the World Cup. First of all, the chance of Australia must be pretty good. Australians?
Oh, yes, Wayne. They're the one they've cut 5 times. They've lost 2 out of finals, so they've got a better record than anyone else. And I think they're quite happy that the performance that the Kingsley supporters are pumping up the tyres of their own team. They'll probably go all right until the semi-finals and then they get knocked over. But that's the way the game goes. I think England and Australia, India, and then West Indies, South Africa, New Zealand, I'm not sure. But the thing about this tournament is a bit like the one we had back in 1992. Everyone plays everyone. So the odd fluke result's not going to make much difference to the final four. You think those four teams will be teams that have performed consistently throughout, and it's a better system than the other ones they've had where we've had two groups, or the one in the Caribbean was nice if it wasn't in 2007. I think they'd have had four groups, and she went out first time around.
I think
Australia is in a good place, and look forward to Smith and Warner getting a lot of runs.
That's too much. You're still thumping
the ball? Well, the interesting thing, Phil, I think about this World Cup is that you'll find that they're playing on the pitches in the middle of the square. Now,
right.
If there's a bit of wear and tear as we go through this series, I think spin bowling could be pretty important at the back end. I think in a dry summer, all of a sudden, second line for best off spinner in the world by a long shot.
Yes.
And much underestimated in that regard. So there might be games where both those spinners are worth playing. It's evident that the pitches have dried out. So I keep an eye on the importance of spin bowling subcontinental, wherever it's coming from. I wouldn't underestimate the impact of those slower bowls as we get towards the pointy end.
Jim, what about the West Indies?
Well, they're a bit erratic. They seem to be a harmonious group. And Chris Gayle can still pump the innings magnificently if he gets away. So I'm interested in some of your other middle order players. I'm not so sure about the bowling. What are you guys? Are you guys confident that the West Indies can make it to the semi?
Yeah, the power in the middle. Yeah. You wrestled the Carol up to Jason Goldie, but
right.
Mark, obviously, she hopes to be in Revelation. He's going to run to plenty. Jason's on the point.
Is it
Headline? Yes, yeah. 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 So you just have to have that, but obviously, consistency is the key.
Right. Jim, just before you go, your three top teams in the World Cup.
Australia, England, India.
In that order.
And that's the West Indies number four.
So Australia to retain that.
I think that's got a chance. We've talked about the winning it. But I was quite happy to be, checking off their favourites. So. I think this is a team on the rise, as we've often seen with Australian cricket. They cut back from adversity pretty quickly. And the last couple of months have shown how resilient Australian cricket is. So look out for them, not only in the World Cup, but in the Ashes.
Yes, the Ashes cover. But quickly then, India, what do you think of India?
Sorry?
What do you think of India?
You get a few aging cards there. I'm way under the pressure of a big game. Well, as we saw in India recently, when Australia 2-0 down 1-3-2 in the one day series.
Yes, that's true.
She rather fell apart, I thought, under the cosh. So I'm not all that confident about India winning the tournament, but they'll be around. They'll have big games, big scoring, and anytime Kohli gets away. They're going to be hard. And I hope that Bumrah does justice to himself because he's a very fine strike bowler. Probably the best strike bowler of that type we've ever seen from India.
And of course,
there's a lot to look
for. And of course, you're happy that Smith and Warner are back after the bans.
Yes. It was a harsh suspension for the older brigade, so no, they shouldn't be put out for longer. But they've served their time for some stupidity and naivety.
Right.
And I think the more they get sued by English crowd, the better they'll bat.
Yes, indeed. Right. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure. Yes, it's always a pleasure to talk to Jim Maxwell. And by the way, what time is it now in Australia? Have a look at your watch, Jim.
It's coming up to 10 o'clock in the morning, I think. Let me have a look.
Have a look.
It's 10:05 in the morning.
10:05.
Okay.
So we won't keep you so much longer.
It's a beautiful sunny day here.
Yes.
Beautiful sunny day. And below, I want you to go out there and give those bowls kicks, man.
Always a pleasure to
talk to you, boy.
All right, good, Jim. Legendary Jim Maxwell, of course, he moved from Johnny Greer up there up in clip. So then we went to the land of the first house, of course, the land of the Browns, Sandy Roberts. And it really was a pleasure to have those gentlemen on the show. Top to four is always good to have you. This is Wall Street Big Ben. I'm Andrew Mason. Here's hoping for a good night tomorrow. It's good night.
Thank you for listening to an interrupted show. We apologize for the pause and causes of interruption. We try our utmost to make it better. Have a blessed evening. Okay.